We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
Says that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump.
Says
the threat from outside forces is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Face Finn Hook.
Donald Trump.
Says
these elections are rigged. Our elections are totally rigged.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
he says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Trump
says,
I am your warrior, I am your justice, and for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space!
GOP frontrunner and four-time indictee Donald Trump claimed in an unhinged and incoherent rant that he will somehow redo the 2020 election and that he would win a landslide. If Jesus was the scorekeeper, he's a normal guy. This is normal stuff. Before we get to all that, I do want to bid a brief farewell to George Santos before the world forgets about him, which is sadly already happening. In fact, just to show you how quickly the world has moved on from the Santos era, staff at the Capitol removed the plaque from outside his office and changed the locks on his door almost immediately after he was expelled. And Santos, for his part, made a quick exit. He bolted from the Capitol before the vote was even over, got into a getaway car, and drove off into the sunset where he burst into 1,000 butterflies.
So back to stealing puppies from the Amish, I guess. I don't know. Apparently, even though he's been expelled, this is crazy, legally, he still has access to the House floor, the dining room, the cloakroom, and the gym, which that won't be awkward at all. You vote him out and you're still showering with him. George Santos is basically an ex who still has the key to our apartment. And here's an interesting factoid. You remember that Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina, the one who shouted, "You lie," at President Obama during the State of the Union address? Well, he voted not to expel George Santos, so I guess his position on lying has evolved. How long before George Santos on a reality show? Big Brother and the Masked Singer, they gotta be fighting over this guy like Nike and Adidas trying to sign Michael Jordan.
But as he escaped the Capitol for the last time on Friday, he ignored all the questions.
We are waiting to see if he says anything there. Let's listen in. Nope, jumped in the car, closed the door, windows
Santos,
rolled up.
Mr. Santos, any comment? Mr. Santos, any comment?
Apparently Santos had only one brief parting comment for reporters before he fled the Capitol.
For his part, Santos told reporters, quote, "Why would I want to stay here? To hell with this place."
Okay, bachelor contestant in back of limo trying to convince us she's happy she didn't get a rose. You can't break up with that. They broke up with you. So that is how one of the most bizarre chapters in American politics came to an end and how one of this country's most infamous con men slinked away in disgrace. Of course, one can't help but notice the obvious difference between the GOP's treatment of George Santos and his treatment of Donald Trump. Because that's how Donald Trump should have left the Capitol, locked out of his office, hounded by reporters, and fleeing in the backseat of a nondescript compact car with his knees crunched up against his chest. Because even with everything Santos has been credibly accused of, none of it comes close to the crimes committed by Donald Trump. Sure, Santos spent campaign funds on Botox and OnlyFans, claimed he was a star volleyball player at Baruch College and wore a stolen scarf to a Stop the Steal rally. But there was only a Stop the Steal rally to wear stolen goods to because Trump tried to overturn an election and end constitutional democracy in America. I would be thrilled that the worst thing Trump did was spend campaign money on Botox and Sephora. Then at least he'd have clear skin and beautiful plump lips. Instead, Trump remains the GOP frontrunner for president and is openly promising to install himself as a dictator who will use the levers of power to exact revenge on his political opponents.
Good people, this is your leader talking. I promise you this, that, and the other thing. So everybody, go home, kick off your shoes, turn on the TV, and relax.
And that's an order.
At a rally in Iowa over the weekend, an increasingly deranged and incoherent Trump claimed that somehow, through the courts or something, he would redo the 2020 election. Although, honestly, it's very hard to follow what he's saying.
I got indicted four times because I'm questioning a crooked election. But we're not questioning it. We know the results. We know it. And when we go through courts, if we ever even have to do it, because you have presidential privilege and also, if we ever, we should never have to do that. But if we do, we want to redo the election only from the standpoint we want that election. We want to look at it very carefully. We have so much information. There was so much corruption in that election.
You know, Republicans like to claim Joe Biden is in cognitive decline, but this dude is in a cognitive free fall. It sounds like his plan is to win the 2024 election so he can redo the 2020 election and win that, which would then make him ineligible to win the 2024 election. He already won, at which point starts fading out of inauguration photos, Marty McFly style. Oh, no.
I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world!
I'm sorry, but if it's a choice between two different types of old, I'll take Biden old over Trump old every day. Tripping up the stairs is one thing, but Trump's the one walking around saying he wants to redo an election that happened 3 years ago like a nursing home grandpa who still thinks he's in a tent in Quezon. Also, no, you got nothing. And that's not just me saying it. That's over 60 courts and your own lawyers, several of whom have already pleaded guilty and apologized for lying about the election, like Jenna Ellis or Sidney Powell, Trump's kookiest lawyer, who looked in her mugshot like she was in a staring contest with the ghost of Rudy Giuliani. In fact, even Rudy, arguably Trump's closest ally when it comes to election lies, admitted, "We got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence." This is a guy who recently filmed the Thanksgiving episode of his internet show with a fake fireplace behind him that made it look like flames were coming out of his head. Although I think that's what actually happens to Rudy's head when you ask him to do lawyer stuff. Uh-oh, my brain's overheating. Quick, grab me one of the spare brains by the hearth. Those aren't brains, Rudy. Those are gourds. They'll have to do. But of course, nothing can stop Trump from claiming he won because he's deeply delusional. Over the weekend, he put a new twist on his election line that somehow made it even more deranged. Although, again, listen closely to this completely incoherent rant and see if you can make any sense out of it.
And like in 2016, we just ran the whole East Coast of the country, and that made up for California, which I actually believe that if they didn't have rigged elections out there, if they didn't have all the paper ballots, you know, they send out like 36 million ballots and nobody knows where the hell they're going to or coming from. I think a few people know where they're going to and a few people know where they're coming from. But I think if you had a real election and Jesus came down and God came down and said, I'm going to be the scorekeeper here, I think we'd win there. I think we'd win in Illinois, and I think we'd win in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, first of all, if Jesus comes down, you're going straight to hell.
Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys.
Jesus is like, you're out. And number two, you have about as much chance of winning California and New York as you do of winning an ice dancing medal at the Olympics. Zero.
I think if God and Jesus came down here, they'd take one look at Trump and say, enough of this heathen and his ravings. Bring us to the candidate the evangelicals support. What's that? Is him? Oh, no, 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 no. I also think if God came down, Trump would somehow find a way to lie about that, too. It wouldn't be enough for God himself to come down to Earth. Trump would have to embellish the story to make himself look good, better than God, even. I remember one time God came up to me, big God, strong God, tears pouring down his celestial face and running onto his flowing heavenly robes, and he said to me, he said, Donald, you won the election? Now touch my finger like Adam, and I said, no thanks, I'm a germaphobe. And I feel like you've touched a lot of sick people. In fact, this rally was so deranged and the lies were so flagrant, even Fox News cut away and fact-checked Trump.
And then, no?
Well, the former president finally got around to some campaign promises amid lots of cheering, as you heard. Many untruths. The 2020 election was not rigged. It was not stolen.
I mean, even Fox cut away and called him a liar.
Fox and I.
The official 24-7 Trump network, that's like the San Diego Zoo cutting away from its panda cam and putting up a disclaimer that says, that's not a panda, it's a former congressman dressed up as one. The saga of George Santos proves that the Republican Party is capable of expelling fraud, liars, and criminals from their ranks. In Trump's case, they just refuse to do it because it's politically expedient to remain loyal to him, even if he's threatening to destroy constitutional governance in America. What happened to George Santos is what should have happened to Donald Trump, although there's still a very good chance Santos comes back, runs for Congress again, claiming his name isn't George, it's
Jesus.
Donald Trump was up very late last night thumbing out a rebuttal to a story in the new book by former Congresswoman Liz Cheney at 12:56 a.m. He posted, "Crazy Liz Cheney, who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome at a level rarely seen before, writes in her boring new book that Kevin McCarthy said he came to Mar-a-Lago after the rigged election because the former president was depressed and not eating. That statement is not true. I was not depressed. I was angry. And it was not that I was not eating. It was that I was eating too much." That's why they sent Kevin in. For once, I believe him, by the way. I don't, why would he mention this? He can't reason. Whatever someone says, he has to say the opposite. He can't help it. Call him unstable, call him dumb. He says, "I'm a stable genius." You mentioned his crowd size was small. He says it was the biggest crowd in history. Say he wasn't eating. He says, "I was eating too much for no reason." I would like to have some fun with this and see what we can get him to contradict. Like I say, Trump looks terrible in women's shoes. And he's like, "No one looks better than Trump in women's shoes. When I wear pumps, people come up and they come up with tears in their eyes and say, 'Sir, we've never seen calves as sexy as yours.'" And he went on, he said, "But that's not why Kevin McCarthy was there. He was at Mar-a-Lago to get my support and to bring the Republican Party together, only to," well, in that case, file that under wasted trip, because Trump misspelled Kevin two times in one post. The guy who's constantly questioning Biden's mental sharpness cannot spell not only one of the most common names in the world, also the name of his co-star in Home Alone 2. Okay? His favorite son. These rallies of his, they've become like a professional wrestling event. Every rally now, he complains about the election stolen. He says windmills are killing whales. He calls Chris Christie a fat pig. And then he closes with his signature female weightlifter routine.
"He got the parents, the sisters, everyone's there so proud. This young girl, she's a weightlifter, she's a champion. They have a quarter of an ounce and a quarter of an ounce. She grabs it. 'Mom, I'm going to make you so proud, Mom.' She's watching her. Then she gets down.
Melania is a lucky lady, isn't she? Anyway, hand me those nuclear codes again, will ya? And a scoop of that Metamucil while you're at it. When Jesus does come back, he's gonna be so impressed by Trump's commitment to Christmas. The Orange Messiah has a lot of stuff for sale, including wrapping paper from his Never Surrender Christmas collection, featuring a mugshot photo, ironically taken moments after he did surrender for the tree. You can get a 3D replica of Mar-a-Lago. You can buy a mini faux gold Trump hotel. You can get a Cody Foster designed blown glass Donald Trump head, a handmade Trump Christmas stocking full of Slovenian Sudafed. There's a Donald Trump elf on the shelf. And don't worry, kids, if you do anything bad, he's done a lot worse. And finally, what might be the greatest Donald Trump gift of all?
Introducing the one and only original and newly redesigned Trumpy Bear. Trumpy Bear's thumbs up let everyone know he will always be there for you. Just find a secret zipper and pull out the American flag themed blanket and show your patriotism by proudly displaying Trumpy Bear in your home.
Wait, what comes out of the secret zipper? Because it's you know, if you buy two Trumpy Bears, you get his son, Cocaine Bear, for free.
In a remarkable new look at the case special counsel Jack Smith plans to bring against Donald Trump in the federal election interference case. That's thanks to a new filing from DOJ. Prosecutors say they intend to introduce a sweeping trove of evidence in the case, dating from years before the 2020 election, all in order to illustrate Donald Trump's criminal intent. From this brand new filing, quote, "The government will offer evidence reflecting the defendant's historical record, of making such claims. For example, as early as November 2012, the defendant issued a public tweet making baseless claims that voting machines had switched votes from then-candidate Romney to then-candidate Obama. During the 2016 presidential campaign, the defendant claimed repeatedly, with no basis, that there was widespread voter fraud. The defendant's false claims about the 2012 and 2016 elections are admissible because they demonstrate the defendant's common plan of falsely blaming fraud for election results he does not like, as well as his motive, intent, and plan to obstruct the certification of the 2020 election results and illegitimately retain power.
Win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election? And there has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across this country, red and your so-called red and blue states. Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I want to ask you here on the stage tonight, do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time.
DOJ also plans to introduce statements made by Trump in 2016 and 2020 that hinted at what the ex-president would ultimately wind up doing. That is, refusing to accept the will of the voters and the results of a free and fair election in which he lost. Prosecutors say this, quote, the defendant's consistent refusal to commit to a peaceful transition of power dating back to the 2016 presidential campaign is admissible evidence of his plan to undermine the integrity of the presidential transition process when faced with the possibility of an election result that he would not like. Also in this new filing, a stunning fresh allegation involving an unindicted co-conspirator in an early chapter of Trump's dangerous and desperate efforts at overturning the election result. Quote, on November 4th, 2020, the campaign employee exchanged a series of text messages with an attorney supporting the campaign's Election Day operations at the TCF Center in Detroit. That's where votes were being counted. In the messages, the campaign employee encouraged rioting and other methods of obstruction when he learned that the vote count was trending in favor of the defendant's opponent. Prosecutors point out that right around that time, protesters appeared at the TCF Center. You can see them right here, trying to get in just outside the vote tally room where those votes are being counted.
You got this fire in Wisconsin? You got this?
Yes, I think we have that. Yeah, electrical.
If these nut jobs are going paramilitary, we could say that.
You guys get this about the Antifa firebombing in Milwaukee?
No, we hear it's his people.
Well, this is happening in a vote counting center?
An increasing mob-like scene of self-proclaimed poll watchers who say that they want to get access to the building. So many of them have rushed into the building here that I'm actually talking to official Democratic poll watchers from the Democratic Party who've been shut outside of the balloting room, which they're supposed to have access to. Eamon, it's gotten to the point where we do have a police presence here that is blocking access to the building because not only have they swarmed the room, but they are now over in terms of COVID restrictions.
So just as your witness, Stephen Ayers, testified that he would have left if he'd seen the tweet from Trump telling him to do so earlier, just as the insurrectionists who in their sentencings were saying, look, we were only there because Trump told us to be there, just as the wife of one of the Oath Keepers said Stuart Rhodes was ex-wife was waiting for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, there was a dialogue, a call and response, a tweet and act, and a reflection back to Trump of exactly what effect his words had. The government plans to introduce evidence at trial showing that in the years since the January 6th attack on the Capitol, the defendant has openly and proudly supported individuals who criminally participated in obstructing the congressional certification that day, including by suggesting that he will pardon them if reelected, even as he has conceded that he had the ability to influence their actions during the attack.
When Donald Trump wrote, come January 6th, big protest will be wild, within a matter of 45 minutes on alt-right and domestic extremist websites, various leaders were posting in the chat rooms of their groups, these very open sites, actually. You know, the boss has called us, boys.
Yeah.
We are all called on January 6th. Get ready. He can't call for a revolt or a rebellion. This is as close as he's going to get, and we have been enlisted.
If you look at the real size of that crowd, it was never reported correctly. Mm-hmm. There were... It's the biggest crowd I've ever spoken in front of by far.
Really?
By far. That went down to the Washington... That went back to the Washington Monument.
You told them you were going to go up to the Capitol. Were you just...
I was going to, and then Secret Service said... You can't. And then by the time I would have, and then when I got back, I saw I wanted to go back. I was thinking about going back during the problem to stop the problem, doing it myself. Secret Service didn't like that idea too much.
So what?
And I could have done that. And you know what? I would have been very well received. Don't forget, the people that went to Washington that day, in my opinion, they went because they thought the election was rigged. That's why they went.
I think it's as close as we're going to come to a damn right I called the code red moment in all this, right? So he says, I said I wanted to go back. I was thinking about going back during the problem to stop the problem, doing it myself. I mean, this is what so much of that testimony sought to establish, and OTR and Cassidy Hutchinson's explaining the movements that he would take. He just coughs it up right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the problem there might be, in his view, the joint session, right? The certification of the election, which he had said publicly would be a problem. That's what he intended to stop. His subsequent conduct and his statements matter as well, just like the stuff in advance matters. What he has said since January 6th, since leaving office, also bears upon his intent, his embrace of the political prisoners of J6, playing the national anthem of the prison choir. He's validating their actions. He's essentially endorsing their conduct. That bears upon the core issue in the federal case, which is, did President Trump intend to disrupt the joint session? The joint session was disrupted by violence. His embrace of that, the people that perpetuated that outcome, bears upon and becomes a sanction of, an approval of, that conduct.
You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
for
one?
He's going crazy. Except for day one. We love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.